Well, let's check high school basketball around the area last night. First, in Hawkeye 10 boys conference basketball action last night, the Atlantic boys picked up an emphatic home win over Harlan, 72-49. The Trojans used a concentrated effort to get to the basketball to start their offense, and they shot the ball well all night. Grant Podaisky talked about the great start to last night's game.
We started off shooting the ball really well. I know what our percentage was, but we just couldn't miss, it seemed like, and that helps us get set on defense and get stops, and it's hard to play defense and always in transition like last time. So,
It was a five-point game after a back-and-forth first quarter, but the Trojans took control in the second quarter to take a 41-21 lead at half. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins thought his team executed the game plan well.
We got a lot of respect for Harlan. They're a good team. You know, it's just one of those, it was just kind of your night, you know. You hit some shots early. I don't think we were affected by the change of defenses that they threw at us. I think Atlantic's been haunted by a triangle and two for a lot of years against Harlan. And I thought that we just played basketball. We still ran our sets. We realized the importance of getting to the lane.
Garrett Franken led the Trojans with 23 points. Scott Leonard dropped in 13. Both Chase Mullenix and Grant Podaisky had 10. Atlantic improves to 12-4, and they'll travel to face Kemper Catholic on Thursday night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. The Trojan defense also a big factor as they held the Cyclones 16 points under their average. The Trojans also did a better job of slowing down the penetration of Caleb Rasmussen, holding him to just 5 points on the night. Harlan was led by 8 points each from Alec Plagman, Shane Chamberlain, and Darren Schmitz. Cyclones fall to 9-7 on the season. They'll play Glenwood on the road Friday night. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 boys conference last night, Shenandoah beat Red Oak 47-41. It was Glenwood over Creston by a final of 68-46. Denison beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 56-53. St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 53-28. Western Iowa conference boys action, AHSTW beat IKM Manning 86-74 as Rhett Walsh with 29 points, 16 rebounds. R.J. Harris also had a double-double for the Vikings last night with 19 points and 11 boards. Audubon beat Missouri Valley 70-57. Tate Killeen a big night with 27 points. Tri-Center beat Griswold 68-19. Underwood over Riverside 75-42. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 54-41. In Rolling Valley Conference action last night on the boys' side, it was Booyer Valley edging Cam 61-60. Exira EHK over West Harrison 94-53. Peyton Sherdan beat Coon Rapids Bayard 65-58. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Essex 64-45. Stanton beat Sydney 66-53. Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 77-54. Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat East Union 64-51, and Mount Air topping Nottoway Valley 54-53. Also last night, Earlham beat ACGC 62-25. In girls action last night, Hawkeye 10 play, it was Harlan over Atlantic 64-58. Great start by Atlantic, up 10-0 early, but Harlan able to rally back and pick up the victory. Alyssa Ginther led the Atlantic effort. She had 17 points last night. Also, Shenandoah over Red Oak 58-40. Creston beat Glenwood 47-41. Denison topping Sergeant Bluff Luton 60-46. Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 52-50. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Sidney Obermeyer's 17 points helped lead Audubon over Missouri Valley 49-34. IKM Manning beat AHSTW 65-55, despite Kinsey Scheffler's 18 points for the Lady Vikes. Tri-Center needed overtime to beat Griswold 49-44. Underwood beat Riverside 68-22. Trainer topping Logan Magnolia 68-55. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Booyer Valley edging Cam in double overtime, 69-60. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 68-26. Sophia Peppers had 18, Mara Burmeister 17. For the Spartans, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Peyton Sherdan 49-27. In the Corner Conference, Essex over East Mills 48-38. Sydney beat Stanton 54-40. Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 65-27. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw East Union beat Bedford 60-49. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 42-26. Paige McElfish had 22 for Nottoway Valley. Southwest Valley beat Lennox 51-28. Also last night, it was ACGC in girls play over Earlham 39-35. A few wrestling scores from last night. Logan Magnolia topping Tri-Center 70-12. It was Storm Lake over Denison 73-6. Denison also fell to Algona 78-12. Also in a four-team meet at Rockport last night, Shenandoah beat East Mills 58-12. Shenandoah beat Rockport 66-6. Shenandoah downing Southwest Iowa 60-24. Also, Southwest Iowa beat East Mills 42-39. Rockport over East Mills 30-24. Iowa cruised to its first road win in Big Ten Conference play last night as the Hawkeyes raced out to a 17-4 advantage in an 83-63 win at Rutgers. It was Iowa's second straight win without their leading scorer, Peter Jock, who's been out with a back injury.
We've been doing a really good job of people coming off the bench and stepping up, providing a lot of energy. And I think the other main thing so far was just trying to get a start to games and try to get energy right from the get-go. And we did that the past two games. We need to keep increasing that.
That's freshman guard Jordan Bohannon, who made 5 of 7 from three-point range and led the Hawkeyes with 17 points.
Usually one of my better games shooting is when that first shot goes in. So sometimes I just got to wait for the game to come to me and wait for that first shot to really fall in line with the offense, and we were able to do that tonight.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey called it a complete effort.
Well, let's start with 24 assists on 30 baskets. You know, we made 11 threes. That means we were taking open shots and getting open and moving the ball until people were open. Everybody contributed.
After needing a late rally to beat the Scarlet Knights in the first meeting, McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes were ready for the rematch.
I just couldn't be more proud of, you know, their attention to detail and their fight. I think they knew what we got the last time we played these guys, what kind of fight we got. We saw what they did on Saturday against Wisconsin. They had Wisconsin beat, so we were ready.
Iowa's 5-5 now in Big Ten Conference play with that win. West Virginia used a 9-0 run midway through the second half to take command as the 7th-ranked Mountaineers beat Iowa State 85-72 in Ames last night. That was the Cyclones' third home loss of the season as they fall to 5-4 in the Big 12.
We got to look at this thing for the long haul, and I know people may be frustrated. I get that. But the way the course of the season goes for a lot of teams, there's going to be ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and you got to stick to your principles and stay the course, and I truly believe that. And we've got a lot of more games to play where we've got a chance to get some good quality wins and put ourselves in a position to get to the postseason again.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Matt Thomas led Iowa State with 19 points, including 5 of 6 from three-point range.
He's playing really well. He's playing at a high level, and we did a good job for the most part of finding him today. And a couple times when we didn't find him, we were trying to get it there. We just didn't complete the play, but Matt is, he's playing really, really well for us.
Thomas says the Cyclones just couldn't get enough stops in the second half. He was one of 4 Cyclone starters to log 33 or more minutes, but he says fatigue wasn't a factor in the second half.
You know, I mean, we're used to it at this point. We're all seniors, and we know the grind, and we know what it takes, you know, to play in this league every single night. You're playing, you know, really good competition. You're playing big minutes, but, you know, like I said, it's something we're used to, and, you know, moving forward, you know, it's just going to be something we have to, you know, keep doing.
Doesn't get any easier either. ISU visits Kansas next up on Saturday. Justin Patton, Kyrie Thomas, and Marcus Foster all had 15 points last night, and number 22 Creighton had 13 three-pointers as they ran away from number 16 Butler 76-67. The Blue Jays have won 2 straight to move into second place in the Big East Conference standings with a 20-3 overall mark. They're 7-3. In conference play. It was a good night to be a Justin Jackson in college basketball. North Carolina's Justin Jackson led the 12th-ranked Tar Heels to their 8th win in 10 ACC games, while Maryland's Justin Jackson was the star as number 17 Terrapins pulled out a win at Ohio State. North Carolina's Jackson scored 20 points, and Joel Berry II added 19 in an 80-78 win over Pittsburgh, while the Terps were 77-71 winners over the Buckeyes as Maryland's Jackson delivered 22 points and 12 rebounds. Also last night, the Badgers kept pace with a stifling of Illinois, 57-43, as the Badgers keep pace with the Terrapins in the Big Ten Conference race. Wisconsin tied for the lead at 8-1 with Maryland after last night's win. Also, 8th-ranked Kentucky's 2-game losing skid is over. Malik Monk had 8 of his 37 points in overtime to lead a 90-81 decision over Georgia. Northern Iowa bids for a 6th consecutive victory when the Panthers visit Missouri Valley leader Illinois State tonight. Junior forward Clint Carlson led the Panthers with 17 points in Saturday's win at Drake, and he says that defense has been the key.
We started this year off with one of the best defensive teams I think I've ever been a part of. We were holding teams down to low scoring points. You know, we were aggressive on offense, aggressive on defense, and then we just hit that little stretch, and now I think we're just getting back to where we started, honestly. I thought we played very well at the beginning of the year, and I think we're getting back to where we need to be.
UNI coach Ben Jacobson says it'll take a big defensive effort against an Illinois State team that's 10-0 in the Valley.
It's taken us a while to get where we should be, or should have been earlier. But at some point, you got to, as I said, you got to be able to stand up and line up and guard somebody. And And our guys are doing that now at a much higher level. And then I would just tell you, we're guarding the ball better. We're not reaching as much. We're not trying to block shots. You know, the fundamentals of defense is better as well.
UNI is 5-5 in the Valley. Tip-off at Redburn Arena in Normal, Illinois, is 8 o'clock on Saturday. And also, Harlan Community Activities Director Mitch Osborne announced yesterday the hiring of Willie Boffman as the new head volleyball coach at Harlan Community High School. That's pending school board approval. Boffman is in his fourth year as a math teacher at Harlan, seventh grade volleyball coach his first 2 years. He's been the ninth grade volleyball coach the last couple of years, along with volunteering to coach at the varsity level with Hall of Fame coach Angie Spangenberg during the last 4 years. Spangenberg announced her retirement last fall. Boffman will continue his duties as head girls golf coach and also as the 8th grade girls basketball coach. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.